Nation, welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me is my co-host Sean the Con Man Carnage.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're here to talk all things Raiders. So we have, officially, we have a new head coach and a new general manager. And so that's going to be the crux of the conversation. So I'd like to start by giving a warm welcome to our new head coach, Antonio Pierce.
AP!
And I know in the last episode I was disparaging regarding the Antonio Pierce hiring, but like I said before, he's the coach now, so fuck the haters. AP's the guy, so I say throw your full support behind him. And very much, it's looking very much like the Chargers are going to hire Jim Harbaugh. So that's a thing, you know. And so, I mean, you can't sit here at Raider Nation and just pretend like it's going to be easy, because we have a rookie head coach going up against three very well-established championship caliber head coaches. You know, Peyton won one over there in New Orleans with the Saints. Of course, Andy Reid wins one, feels like, every year. And of course, Harbaugh just won a Michigan title and he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl. But AP won one as a player. So,
hey,
you
counts.
Know,
he's got his championship.
Yeah, he's a champion. He can show a ring. I didn't know he was an undrafted free agent. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, undrafted free agent, played for the Giants. Not only did he not get drafted, but when you don't get drafted, obviously you have to work your way up and show that you're worth something. And it's really hard. It's an uphill battle for those undrafted free agents. So props to him there.
And that's kind of like what he's doing now, right? As a head coach.
Yeah, basically exceeding expectations. So again, Raider Nation, to Antonio Pierce's credit, the one thing that I have to look at, you know, you look around the league at guys like Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryan's the head coach over there in Houston. Obviously, Dan Campbell with Detroit. These are head coaches, even Mike Vrabel, really, that were former players that are essentially leaders of men that know how to rally the troops like a good general would. I mean, you're not going to get behind somebody that doesn't have the support in the ear of the entire locker room. So I think that most good coaches in the NFL are going to be either guys that are that have good plans. You know, they're really brainy, like Andy Reid. They're able to like see where the direction of the league is going. Sean Payton's that way. Or they're guys that are able to rally the troops like Antonio Pierce, D'Amico Ryans, and Dan Campbell. And so I think that we have at least one of those two types. You know, we have the guy that's able to rally his troops. And, you know, I mean, you think about it in terms of like warfare, you know, like it's a battle. You want to be a general that's able to rally the troops and get those guys to leave it all on the line and give it their all. And I think that last year, if anything, Antonio Pierce proved that he was able to do that. And Josh McDaniels proved that he is not able to do that, right? Josh McDaniels, of course, being in that more technique, understanding of the game, student of the game, you know, kind of planning type of, not planning, what's the word I'm looking for? Strategy. He's like a strategy head coach. You know what? That's not necessarily Antonio Pierce's like strong suit as far as at least offense is concerned.
Yeah, you know? I do like the idea that he's been a player. He knows where these players have been. You know, he started out a rookie, you know, at some point, you know, and he had to go through the NFL and take his lumps. He had some people like Justin Tuck, right? He worked with Justin Tuck over there with the Giants. And I think coming from a player's perspective, you know what they're dealing with and you know how to approach the younger up-and-coming NFL players that we get. So, I mean, as far as me, if I was a player, I wouldn't mind a coach that actually did play. You're like, he's been there. He knows what, you know, what we're going through, and he probably knows how to relate.
Yeah, well, and that, and he has the, definitely has the support and ear of the entire locker room. And what felt like, you know, at least 75% of Raider Nation wanted him to be hired. So that's a lot of pluses. It almost feels like Mark Davis made up his mind as soon as the Raiders beat the Chiefs, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
As soon as they beat the Chiefs, he was like, you're the guy, because nobody can beat the Chiefs except for you. So you're hired.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big one. We all needed it, too. Raider Nation needed that.
Yeah, so, like I said, he wasn't my first choice, obviously, but he is my head coach now, and so I'm going to support him 100%. On a side note, how do you feel about people that say, like, my head coach and when refer to the Raiders as we instead of, like, the Raiders? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I feel like I do it sometimes as well, you know, when I'm talking to people. And I mean, it's almost like you're on the team. Sometimes I feel like I'm on the team, you know? I mean, we did talk about it before. It's like Raider Nation is bigger than the team, you know? It's the fans. It's the past veterans, you know, that have played there. And it's the current players and coaches. Even past coaches are like, once a Raider, always a Raider, you know? So I don't know. I do it all the time. What about you?
Well, I do it too. And I, you know, I refer to it as we. Like, I'll say, oh, we need this or we need that. Or, you know, we have a good chance to win this year or we don't have a good chance or whatever. I know that it rubs some people the wrong way. You know, like a couple of the coaches on the Pacifica football team are like, you're not on the Raiders, you know, whatever. And I'm like, hey.
Well, is that because like you with your coaches are, you know, your high school team, your Pacifica, you know? And he's like, no, you're Pacifica. And you're like, but it's bigger than that. You know what I mean? Before I was a coach here at Pacifica, dude, I've been coaching the Raiders from the couch for a long time.
I feel like when I get a Raiders tattoo, I will be able to say we and tell people to shut the fuck up.
That's what happens.
I'll be like, you see this tattoo? That means we.
Like no, I am the team.
It's like that scene from American History X. See that? It means I'm welcome to the team.
To the team. That's right, dude. Hey, did you also notice when we hired AP, they pretty much let go almost all of their offensive coaches?
Yeah, it needed to happen. I don't think that anybody is going to miss any of those positions. They kept Edgar Bennett, but Edgar Bennett, the wide receivers coach, has been there for a long time. I think he's old school Raiders coach, so he's one of those lifers. I think he'll have a job as long as he wants one. So congrats to Antonio Pierce. It is a new day in Raider Nation, but he is a rookie head coach, which means that there's a lot he doesn't know, and he's going to lean on his support system. Looks like Marvin Lewis already has a position as a senior consultant on the team. It looks like they're bringing in Tom Coughlin in that sort of a consultant role as well. It'll be crazy seeing those guys in Raiders gear.
I know.
Right?
Is that the official title for Marvin Lewis?
I think it's the consultant to the head coach or something like that.
Is he going to be on the sidelines then?
He'll probably be up in the booth.
Oh, okay.
But to the point I was about to make, when you hire a rookie head coach, it's really, really important that you pair him with a general manager that's not a rookie also. And so the news came out today that the Raiders have officially hired Tom Telesco, the dark horse candidate who came out of nowhere. For a while, it looked like they were between either Ed Dodds, the assistant general manager or the vice president of scouting or something
for the Colts.
And then, of course, Champ Kelly, who was the interim general manager. But the last couple of days, you heard Tom Telesco, who, of course, was the Chargers general manager as early as last year, was taken into consideration. And I know a lot of Raider Nation was like, no, not Tom Telesco. He just got fired. He's responsible for putting together that Chargers team that could never get over the hump, that basically lost to the Raiders by, like, with 65 to whatever. Like,
yeah, that's what got him fired.
It is what got him fired.
He got fired the day after we whooped their butt.
But here's why, Raider Nation, here's why I love the Tom Telesco hiring as general manager. Let's talk about some of the accolades that Tom Telesco has done, because here's the thing. So Tom Telesco started out, obviously, he's been an executive in the NFL since 1991, right? So I was 11 years old when he started. So obviously he's got a lot of experience. He was an intern for the Bills, a scouting assistant for the Panthers. He was a scout for the Colts. He was the director of pro scouting for the Colts. Eventually they obviously promoted him. He did such a good job. And then they made him the director of pro scouting, the director of player personnel, then vice president of football operations in 2012. From there, with the Colts, he was hired by the Chargers in 2013 to be their general manager. And he served that role for 10 years. That is a lot of experience for a general manager, and that's what you want. A general manager that's not going to get his pants pulled down by the other general managers in the league, especially when it comes to trades and stuff like that during the draft. And I will say this about Tom Telesco. If you look at his draft record, the players that he's drafted, I mean, think about all the players that the Chargers have every single year. Yeah. Every year, everybody picks the Chargers to be in the playoffs because their roster is stacked with talent. Think of the names: Melvin Gordon, Denzel Perryman, Joey Bosa, Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, Derwin James, Justin Herbert, Asante Samuel Jr., Rashawn Slater. These are Pro Bowlers that Tom Telesco drafted. Tom Telesco is not a general manager that's going to reach. We will not get any reaches in our drafts, especially in the first round, which we can't seem to hit on a first round draft pick to save our lives.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Tom Telesco does not reach, and he drafts awesome players in the first round. Now, a lot of the fans are disparaging Tom Telesco. They're saying, oh, well, the Chargers never went anywhere. They never won anything. They're always underachieving. But the thing you have to understand is this. They weren't winners because they kept hiring mediocre coaches. But Tom Telesco never hired the coaches. That was Dean Spanos' son who did the coaching hiring. Tom Telesco also kind of was a little bit questionable with contracts given out, but he won't even serve in that capacity with the Raiders. I think Delaney's the one that does that. So essentially all Tom Telesco needs to do as a general manager is identify talent in the draft, draft good players, and identify good free agents, and hope that between him and Antonio Pierce and Delaney, they can make some smart contract decisions. But I think this is a home run hire. I love this. I love the fact that he was a dark horse candidate, and I love that we're not pairing a rookie head coach with possibly a rookie quarterback and a rookie general manager. I mean, that is starting from square one. And it's very likely that the Raiders would have hired Dodds, but because it sounds like Harbaugh is now in contract negotiations and Dodds went in for a second interview as general manager with the Chargers. I think that that's where he's going to go. He probably pulled his name out and he's like, oh, I'm not going to take this job. And I just don't think that Champ Kelly was ready for it. I will say that Champ Kelly is still under contract with the Raiders. Right. So if they want to keep him as assistant general manager, which would be smart to do, they can.
He's had a couple of interviews, but I mean, no bites yet, or, you know, no official hires.
Exactly.
Do you think he'll have a hand in helping Pierce select some of these coaches that we're needing now?
I think so. I think he'll be in the building.
Maybe like his name can get certain other names, you know, since he's been around a long time, you know, or something. I don't know.
Maybe if there are some players from the Chargers that he wants to get, to come over to the Raiders.
Still waiting for that offense coordinator.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the offensive coordinator position in this one too, you know, the potential names that are being thrown around. But for now, as far as the general manager is concerned, I'm really happy with this pick. I think it's going to work out. Raider Nation, don't worry about how bad the Chargers have been. That's not Tom Telesco's fault there. Yeah. Not only was it not his fault that they hired a bunch of terrible like head coaches, but they had such a bad run of injuries that it just always seemed to like curse his players. And you can't blame that on him either. All I know is that dude went out, dude got talent, dude brought that talent to the Chargers, enough that it made everybody every year go, well, the Chargers are stacked. They've got to be in the playoffs every single year. And so bring that over to the Raiders, because we can't draft for shit, right?
No.
We are terrible at drafting. So I love it. I love this hire. It's a home run hire. I could not be more happy. I prefer it to any of the other options, honestly. And I think that I think we'll be happy. I think it's a perfect balance between the inexperience of AP, although AP has the motivational aspect, paired with the experience of Tom Telesco. I love it. I love the hire. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think, like you said, it was the dark horse, because all weekend, you know, we're clicking our Twitter and trying to find out, you know, waiting for the official hire to finally come through. And it, like you said, it was back between Champ Kelly and then Dodds. And then there was a rumor that said that maybe both of them are going to come. And I was like, man, the best of both worlds. And I was really excited about that. And I think that's why when the Raiders are bringing in Telesco, I wasn't as hype, you know, like automatically I'm like the Chargers, you know. And and then as I started looking at some of the players, you know, Matt reminded me some of the players that he had drafted, and just reading some other things from Charger fans, you know, about him, it seems like he does have that experience and he does know how to get talent. And like Matt said, it's been so long since we've had a good draft. Like, if we could just hit some home runs on that draft, that's how you build your team. That's how teams stay good for a long time instead of just short duration. You know, you always have young talent coming in. And I feel like, I mean, you mentioned the Chargers were stacked with talent, but they couldn't win. You know, they didn't have the right coach, right? I feel like that's what the Raiders kind of are at this point. You know, I feel like there's a lot of talent on this team. There's still obviously room for more, so hopefully we hit in the draft. But I think the big one everybody's waiting to see is who Telesco brings in or what his approach is on quarterback this year.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think that if you look at his draft history, he prefers to draft in the trenches, which I think the Raiders want to do. They want to build from the trenches. So if you look at his record, Telesco really emphasizes offensive line and defensive line, which we need. So that's fantastic right there. He reminds me of Howie Roseman, the general manager in Philadelphia, who of course has also had just a plethora of experience as a general manager and who has drafted some fantastic guys. So I could not be more happy.
Good job, Raiders. Mark Davis made the right move.
Yeah, nice job. I mean, actually, if you think about the general managers since Mark Davis took over after his dad passed away. He has hired Reggie McKenzie, never been a general manager before, right? After Reggie McKenzie, they brought in Mike Mayock, also had never been a general manager. I mean, they took him off of NFL Network.
He was the NFL drafting guru.
Yeah, and they brought him in to be the general manager, but we all know it was Gruden's show. And then they bring in Ziegler, who's basically a yes man for Josh McDaniels. Three GMs that have never done it before, and so this time I think he was like, you know what? I'm going to actually get a GM that knows what the hell he's doing. I'm going to bring in a guy that actually has experience. He's not going to get his pants pulled down by these other general managers when it comes to like trading during the draft, et cetera, et cetera.
What if he brought in Mel Kiper Jr.? What if he brought him in? He's like, he's the new drafting guru. Bring him in. And it's like, that didn't work before. That didn't work. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's got a proven history. And you know what? We got him from the Chargers. You know, they're down a good guy. And it's their loss, our gain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
The Chargers, some of the Charger fans are laughing at us right now. They're like, oh, we got Harbaugh and you have to have Telesco. And it's like, shut the fuck up. You still haven't ever won anything.
Yeah, I see one Charger fan was kind of like, they pretty much were putting on, oh no, it was a Raider fan that didn't like the hire because he's like, dude, because we beat the Chargers by that much the last game, they almost put that on him. They're like, why would you want him? We whooped their butt. And I was like, dude, he had nothing to do with that loss. Yep. Are you kidding me? Like, that was not him. Like Matt said, he brought in the talent to win. And you know what? The players he did bring in for the Chargers, they still excel. Even though the Chargers don't win games, those players still stand out and they do good every game. It's just, it's not a total package. It doesn't come all together.
Well, my favorite, one one of my favorite things about this hire is that some of the players, you know, because I was obviously tweeting my displeasure of them hiring AP online or whatever. And some of the Twitter fans, Raider fans were like, well, if you don't like it, go be a Chargers fan. Well, now those same fans are complaining about Telesco. So I got to reply and say, if you don't like it, go be a Chargers fan. They're going to hire Ed Dodds. Go follow Ed Dodds if you don't like it. Turnabout is fair play.
You think that Harbaugh news will come out this week?
I think it comes out tonight, actually. Sounds like he's already negotiating contracts. So get ready for that, Raider Nation. I did see one tweet, and I don't know how serious it is, that Pete Carroll is making a push to coach the Chargers.
Well, which... I mean, everybody sees the talent that they do have, you know, and it's kind of like the easy route to a coach. Like, hey, the talent is there. Maybe pick up a couple extra guys and make a run. And that's every coach's dream.
My favorite thing about what could potentially happen with the Chargers is every general manager that comes in is going to want his own guys. So at some point, all of these really good Chargers are going to be let
Fires
go.
In.
So hopefully the Raiders bring in like Derwin James or
that's who I want. Or Derwin James,
Asante Samuel, or Rayshon Slater. Like, let's hope these numbnuts in LA, these Chargers, are like, well, let's bring in our own guys. You know, Harbaugh's going to come in and start swinging his dick around and
who's
go, I want this guy.
Their best receiver, what's his name?
Barbecue chicken. What's his name?
Yeah, barbecue chicken. What is his name, dude? I'll take him too. That guy's one of the best receivers, man.
Barbecue chicken.
He's got a bunch of injuries though. Keenan Allen,
yeah. Barbecue chicken. Keenan barbecue chicken Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd take him too.
Yeah, he's good.
I'd take him. I'd take Mike Williams too. I don't care. Give me all of them.
Oh yeah.
Give me all of them. All right. Well, now that we have the general manager and the head coach, all that's left is for the Raiders to put together a solid offensive staff. And it all starts with the offensive coordinator. Whoever gets that offensive coordinator job is going to be in charge of the offense completely. It's going to be his baby. Just taking a look at some of the offensive coordinator, the prospective offensive coordinators that the Raiders are planning on interviewing. I know some names that have been mentioned already. For example, like Luke Getsy, who is the offensive coordinator from the Bears that just got fired. I know Shane Waldron, who is the offensive coordinator of the Seahawks, was considered, although he's recently been hired by, I think, the Bears, actually.
Really?
To be their offensive coordinator over there, which is a bummer because Shane Waldron would have been good. I mean, after the work he did with Geno Smith over there, that's some strong work as an offensive coordinator. I know the Raiders are also looking at Alex Van Pelt as offensive coordinator. He was the OC over there with Cleveland. His teams are always like top five in rushing every year. Another name that was thrown around is Zach Robinson. He was the quarterback coach for the Rams. And I'll tell you what, Sean, that's the guy that I want. It seems to me that a lot of these offensive coordinators are coming from the McVay tree. So I think that the Raiders are going to try to do some form of Sean McVay's offense, which is a variation of the West Coast offense. And I think that's perfect. That's why I think that the Cliff Kingsbury thing didn't really have any legs. He's basically the type of offense that I talked about in the last episode where you really need a strong offensive line, a mobile quarterback that's going to give you some time and then huck the ball down the field. I don't think that really works unless you've got a killer line and an athletic quarterback, which the Raiders have neither one right now. And too much would need to happen for them to hire somebody like that. I've also heard some names. Clint Kubiak, the quarterback coach from the 49ers, would be another great name to bring in an interview. They also mentioned Brian Fleury and Adam Stenovich, just a couple of other names thrown out there. I will say, I was under the impression that Antonio Pierce wouldn't be able to attract these types of coaches, but it looks like he is. So I was wrong there too, and I'm happy to say that I'm wrong. Because Raider Nation, this decision on an offensive coordinator will literally make or break our team next year. Because if we have a bad OC and our offense is not good, there is no amount of rallying the troops that AP can do that can overcome a bad offense.
Zach Robinson is kind of my guy right now. I mean, ever since they talked about bringing him in, I mean, Matt was excited about him. I've been watching the Rams all year. My homie Matt, his nephew is Puka, and he was on my fantasy team. And, you know, you saw like a young running back and a rookie receiver, and you saw what they did, you know, and they put it together. And, you know, that came from Zach Robinson's, you know, playbook. And that's something I would love over here.
Well, it's not Zach Robinson's playbook. I mean, he's not the offensive coordinator. That's Sean McVay.
Yeah, that's right. McVay does that.
But he's learning from McVay, so he knows that stuff. I mean, he's in demand. He would be an absolute home run hire. I think I want him or Clint Kubiak. Kubiak, obviously the son of Kubiak, who was the head coach of the Broncos back in the day. I remember
Kubiak, yep.
Yeah, so that would be, and of course, Kubiak coming from the Shanahan tree. So I think as long as we get a guy from the Shanahan tree or the McVay tree, I think we're in good hands.
They're ones succeeding.
It's going to be important, this hire. Like I said, it will make or break the Raiders season next year. So hopefully, they make the right decision there.
Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, it's now that we have the GM and everything, hopefully that's what they're waiting for, to have the GM help AP find the actual offensive coordinator. It's, I mean, obviously he wasn't sitting in any of the interviews, you know, and the Raiders had already brought some candidates in, so I don't know how much he'll have. Maybe he has the final decision or something. I'm not sure. One thing I got to run back, though, is last week I was talking about running offense where everybody stays in front, and I was like, I said something about upfront offense. I meant to say West Coast offense. I mean, I knew it. It's what Gruden ran. I mean, it's kind of what we're built for. And as I listen back on that podcast, I'm like, you idiot. But yeah, West Coast offense, keeping everything kind of up front, shorter plays, right?
I think that getting the name of the type of offense wrong is not that big of a deal. Not like as bad as being a super negative Nelly like I was last episode. But again, like, I'm very positive this time, Raider Nation. I'm cautiously optimistic. How's that sound? I will give it that. And so I guess general manager is hired, head coach is hired. Now we got to hope that the offensive coordinator comes in. The offensive coordinator is the one that's going to pick his staff, I think.
Yeah.
So that's going to be key. And I guess Cliff Kingsbury is still out there. I know he had been interviewed by the Bears too, and they went with Shane Waldron. So, you know, there's still a chance.
We thought that was a done deal.
We can get Cliff Kingsbury. But at this point, he's not my first choice. Definitely, I've got my sights set on Zach Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, so, or Clint Kubiak. One of those two guys, and I would be happy. I think that would be a pretty good start going into next year, despite the fact that we're going to be in a division that has, you know, some pretty heavy hitting coaches in it.
What about what's the news on Mr. Patrick Graham?
So it looks like Patrick Graham is going to be back. I mean, I know he has a second interview with the Seahawks, but let's face it, most general managers aren't hiring defensive head coaches. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. Now, again, you look at the four teams in the AFC playoffs. You got the Ravens and the Chiefs. The Ravens have a special teams head coach, Harbaugh, of course, and then the Chiefs have Andy Reid, who's offensive. And then in the NFC, you've got the Niners, who have Shanahan. He's an offensive head coach. Yeah. And then you've got Dan Campbell, who is a defensive head coach. So, I mean, you got all types.
Yeah, you got it. It just shows you, man. Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
It's about the roster that you have at that year.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, of course, after the offensive staff is rounded out, we will have to turn our attention to the draft, which is interesting that we're already in draft season, because if I'm not mistaken, Sean, Down With The Ship started. Our very first episode started talking about the draft and talking about prospective free agents that we wanted to have come in. So we've almost gone an entire year with this podcast.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we probably, as it stands with Raider Nation, we have one more episode for season one, and then this whole season will be done, and we'll start again with free agency.
Our birthday's coming up.
Yeah. it'll be free agency, and we'll start season two. And I think I'm going to change the formatting of the podcast just a little bit. I've got some ideas in mind, but I think that you guys will appreciate the new format. We'll see how it goes.
I'd like to try to figure out maybe getting us on YouTube. You know what I mean? And I'm not a watch the videos guy. You know, if I'm listening to a podcast, I don't got to watch you talk. I just listen to it, you know? But a lot of people are really into, you know, just seeing it up on the screen or whatever. And I don't know, maybe me and Maddie Mayhem will work on that as well. Because, I mean, can't be too hard, right? Just get a camera.
It'd be tough with this background.
we got an amazing dog right here.
Yeah, but
everybody will love him.
We're in this garage, man. I mean, it's the
jam spot.
Yeah, seriously.
Just, the studio.
I guess that'll do it. You know, we've gone 45 minutes. Doesn't feel like we've been talking
really
for that long, huh?
Definitely doesn't.
But anyways,
that's how it is right here. We have a good time.
So our next episode, Raider Nation, is going to be our season finale. Hopefully we bring back Anarchy Marky for that.
Yeah, Anarchy Marky. Get some music on there. Maybe Matt'll have a nice intro or something.
Yeah, we'll do something for it. But that'll be a good ending to this first season, which I think was a success.
Absolutely.
Down With The Ship. Raider Nation, we want to offer a special thanks to those of you who found us and who stuck with us this whole time, despite all the ups and downs, despite the negativity from me and the positivity from Sean and the back and forth and the good cop, bad cop. It's a good dynamic.
We appreciate
the support and the continued support. And as always, we'll be here to give you guys all the ins and outs, the ups and downs of Raiders and Raider Nation and the Raiders news from a fan's perspective. And we're going to do the best that we can to continue to put out the quality content that we hope that we would want to listen to.
Hey, right? and get back at us and let us know if you guys are happy with the hires or not. You know what I mean? We're not the only ones that have an opinion on stuff. And let us know what other coaches you want and, you know, what you think we're going to do in the draft. There's a lot to talk about in the offseason. So, I mean, definitely get at us. We could read some of those questions or whatever on the air. And maybe that'll be a fun part of the last episode as well.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking cool. for next season. Awesome. But we got to get some fan interaction.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right, Raider Nation. Well, that'll do it for us on this here episode of Down With The Ship. This is Matty Mayhem speaking for Sean Carnage. We'll see you next time. Peace out.
Arato, bato.